He's blunt, but he's fair. This is Drew Berquist, former counterterrorism officer, realist, and host of This Is My Show, which starts now.
All right, I'm Drew Berquist. This is my show. So Joe Biden's, gosh, we've talked about his ratings a lot, but they slipped yet again, hitting a historically bad 36%. 36%, you guys. And it's with that news, and what you kind of laugh, you chuckle, you say, oh, this makes sense, right, that it's happening. How could it not? In fact, how could it even be that high, as bad as it is? But it's with that news that he and his handlers have decided, let's do this again. Him, Jen Psaki, announcing that Biden does, in fact, plan to run for re-election in 2024. Imagine how full the guy's diaper will be by then. But in fairness, I mean, he can't let Kamala take over. There's been so much discussion about, well, when is the right time? When is the right time for him to step aside, let her step up? But guys, her approval numbers are 8 points lower than his. 28%. So with him down to 36, her at 28, hell, the two of them, you combine them, it's not, it'd be a good number, but not a great number. But man, if you think about it, his plans make sense. The fact that he's running again or plans to run again, obviously things can change between now and then, but they make sense. They make sense because he didn't actually have 81 million votes. He was not the most, is not the most popular candidate in the history of the United States of America. It's just not true. The Democrats don't really like him. Use him, sure. They're using him, absolutely. And they definitely don't care what we, as Americans, think. So the approval ratings, is, you know, embarrassing as they might be, and as much as many would say, man, people really hate me, maybe I should step down, they don't affect them at all. None of that stuff, none of that information plays any role in their mind whatsoever. They're just like, let's keep going. This is great. We can keep lying to the people. We can keep saying whatever we want and then do whatever we want. Because this is a game to them. It's a game to them. Speaking of games, thanks for your patience at the end of last week. Yesterday, did my annual trip up to, well, annual at least one time, sometimes more than once, but annual trip up to Minnesota to watch the Vikings beat the Packers. It was a great game, great win, great time with family. And while this week will be different, with it being Thanksgiving, of course, and we'll talk Thanksgiving a little bit later in the show, we're just here today and tomorrow. So a reminder of that, we a chance of a pop-up show Friday, but count on today, Tuesday, tomorrow, Wednesday. Enjoy time with family and friends Thursday and Friday. And then there's going to be a little bit of wobbly schedule next week, too, and then we'll be in rhythm for December. But I'm glad to be back with you today, and part of this week, albeit briefly. Like I said, it's going to be just a little bit on and off over the next little bit here, but bear with us. We've also got some great things coming that we're excited to share with you. But real quick, hit that like button. Click subscribe on whatever platform you are watching the show on, whether it's Facebook, YouTube, Rumble, the website, wherever you might be, please do that. If you're listening on a podcast, please give us a favorable review there. It goes a long way. Make sure you're subscribed there or on any platform. Make sure you're still subscribed because, as you know, and we bring up frequently, big tech likes to unsubscribe you without you choosing to or without you even knowing. So double check on all that thing. All those, we greatly appreciate your help with that. Today's episode is brought to you by USCCA. Hey guys, do you and your family have a self-defense plan? If you don't, you need a free concealed carry and family defense guide from the USCCA. And if you do, you should know plans can always improve. So regardless of your level of preparation, we encourage you to get your free concealed carry and family defense guide from the USCCA. Inside, you'll learn about self-defense weapons, criminal behavior patterns, family defense plans, school shootings, and even navigating the court systems. It is so important to have this life-saving education and training before something happens. Don't miss out on the opportunity to get this crucial information for free. Visit uscca.com/Drew right now. Again, that's uscca.com/Drew. All right, so we talked Rittenhouse trial a lot, obviously, last week. It's over. And it ended the way that it should have. It ended the way that if the justice system was working, and thank God in this case it did, it should have ended. So that all went right. But unofficially, it kind of continues, right? It kind of continues in the press, on social media. Everyone's still talking about it. Everyone's still frustrated about how it went. Everyone saying how awful our country is, how awful he is, how awful, you know, just all of that stuff is. But it's interesting because we look at this, and I'm trying to pull something up as we talk about it. But the left continues to be outraged by this acquittal, as he, again, should have been, for defending himself, which he had the legal right to do. You have the legal right to do. We all do. And as he did, he killed what were bottom-dwelling scum of people in the process with Huber and Rosenbaum. Do I wish that they were dead? No, I'm not celebrating that fact, but let's remember who they are. And then you've got Gage, who survived, who was also scum, and by the way, traveled further than Kyle did. One of the arguments they keep making is he traveled so far and this, that. Okay, well, he did, and maybe he shouldn't have been in the first place, but he was. The situation is what it is. It happened the way that it happened, and very conveniently, some of the other facts are left out. But remember that the left always cheers for these bottom dwellers. Child rapists, in the case of one of them. Never the good guy. They never cheer for the good guy, because good guys don't fit into the insane world that they want to come and be reality here in America. It befuddles me why they would want such a world, but that is the world that they want. And among the most prominent people who have spoken out on the case is, of course, President Joe Biden, who's repeatedly said that he's disappointed with the result. He's said, in fairness, that this is the result and now we have to go on with it, but he's repeatedly said how disappointed he is, begging the question, did you watch the trial, Joe? And I know the answer. I know you didn't watch it. And I know that the people who did watch it on your staff reported it with these blinders on. They can't actually see reality. They can't actually live in reality and understand reality. They can't understand the legal system, the Constitution, any of that stuff. But it was very clear. All the evidence was very clear. And it's existed, by the way, not just, it didn't just pop up in the trial. It's existed for a long time. But we knew it would be a tough battle. We knew it would go right down to the wire because of the state that our country's in, because of the way that the other side plays the game, excuse me. But again, Joe and his people don't care. Instead, he's referred to Rittenhouse as a white supremacist. Well, Tucker, who's, by the way, under fire, he had two Fox contributors leave the network because they're upset with Tucker, upset with a piece and an expose that he did on the events of January 6th. So people are frustrated with him, but he's right over the target, folks. He's doing a hell of a job. He also did an interview with Kyle Rittenhouse. Here was Kyle's response to President Joe Biden calling him a white supremacist on the show. Take a listen.
It's like my case.
What did you make of the President of the United States calling you a white supremacist?
Mr. President, if I could say one thing to you, I would urge you to go back and watch the trial and understand the facts before you make a statement.
That's not a small thing to be called that.
No, it's actual malice, defaming my character for him to say something like that.
I mean, why do you think, and it's not simply Biden who said that.
It's disgraceful. The way that the media and the White House have handled this is, I mean, I know that they don't feel bad about anything. I know they don't care about anyone, but it's disgraceful. It's definitely with malintent. And as we've all said and believe, Rittenhouse should sue the living hell out of everyone in the media and the White House for how they have slandered him. And it's not just his name and credibility and that moving forward. Think about the threats that are going to be coming towards this kid, the harassment that he is going to be dealing with moving forward in perpetuity. The other side doesn't forget things. They're vile. They're evil. So he should be going after everyone. And I think that he is going to be, folks, and it's going to be very interesting to watch. And again, while I maybe disagree with whether or not he needed to be there, his intentions, what he did in terms of helping the community, stopping other bad things from happening, doing service there, all of that, and then defending himself in the end, all of that was right. And the justice system worked in this case. I also said, you know, over the weekend and I think again today on social media on our site, don't rest easy with this. It feels good that justice worked in this case, but don't rest easy with it because they want to continue to come after your rights, my rights, everyone else's rights out there. They don't want to live in reality. But you know how backward our media is, right? They're still slamming Rittenhouse. They're still slamming the court system, the judge, all of that. And they want the victims, in this case here, to sue the victims' families, to sue Rittenhouse over what happened that night in Kenosha. Take a look at this clip.
So another big case that we were watching last week, Kyle Rittenhouse found not guilty on all charges in the shooting deaths of two men during a protest in Wisconsin. That was last year. But what happens next now? Could there be civil cases?
Yeah, I think there could be. You may see some of the victims decide to sue Kyle Rittenhouse. Remember, the legal standard in a civil case, much lower than in a criminal case. Again and again in the context of this case, I kept talking about how tough the burden is for prosecutors to overcome self-defense beyond a reasonable doubt. Well, in a civil case, it just has to be negligence. You just have to prove it's more likely than not. And then, of course, there's the flip side of it, which is that Kyle Rittenhouse may end up suing people who said things about him that he says were inaccurate. So I definitely think you could see some activity in the civil courts as a result of this case.
And Byron, in this trial, all involved in the case were white. Rittenhouse, the men who died, but this case intensified the debate over racial justice and the legal system itself.
Martha, that's absolutely true. And for many people, it's not a debate, it's a cold, hard reality. That in America, there's one justice system if you're white and wealthy, there is another if you're poor and a person of color. Study after study shows that black men are arrested more often, convicted more often, and sentenced to longer sentences than white men accused of the same crime. And the same is holds true in discipline in schools. That disparity. And Martha, here's a study I think that speaks to this case and the concerns about this case. According to the FBI, a fatal shooting where the shooter is white and the victim is black, three times more likely that's ruled to be justifiable if both parties were white. And so I think for most reasonable people, and most surveys would bear this out, that few people, reasonable people, would believe that if a 17-year-old black boy with an AR-15 showed up in Kenosha, Wisconsin at night, killed two people and injured a third, that black boy would have been treated the same way by police or by the legal justice.
All right, so, I mean, there's a lot to unpack there. First of all, no to what Dan Abrams is saying. Suing them. I mean, honestly, these kids, I'm sure their parents loved them. As broken as they were. And again, I'm not cheering for their death. But they weren't good kids. They did the wrong thing. And unfortunately, the consequences for them were fatal. But Dan Abrams, keep in mind too with Dan Abrams, guys, because some of you maybe watched that and you've watched Live PD and shows like that before and think, oh, this is a good guy. Maybe he's reasonable and rational. No, he's an anti-police douchebag who ran a police show and claims to like them, make money off them, but is totally against them. Keep that in mind. Know tons of people who've worked with him and know him, hate him. People don't like the guy. But the second guy that he's talking about there, the data doesn't support any of his narrative, the mainstream media's narrative, almost ever on these points. And he talks about how black men are arrested much more often. Well, black people make up, and this is not this is just data. They make up a small portion of our population, yet over 50% of the violent crimes are performed by them. So look at that however you want, but that is why that happens. But if this had been a black crime in Kenosha, as he references at the end there, we wouldn't be talking about it, like at all. This wouldn't have been a story, at least not for long. You know why? Because it doesn't advance the completely bogus, irresponsible, reckless, and country-destroying narrative that America is racist. We wouldn't be talking about this. Make no mistake, they wanted this to further their views on race in America. And they wanted to set a precedent that you, me, Kyle, anyone, could not defend themselves, protect themselves, despite what has always been the law, what has always been the rule here in our country. And as I said earlier, thankfully this one reason one. We had this go a logical, legal way. But folks, we're really close to losing basic rights and freedoms if we aren't careful. So I caution you, do not be complacent. Do not celebrate too much. It's like winning the Super Bowl. Hey, that's great. Now we got to figure out how to go do it again. And it's not easy. So celebrate this decision as we have, but it's not time to get comfortable. It's not time to get comfortable at all. It is time to put some comfortable pants on, though, because it's about to be Thanksgiving, folks. We got a lot of eating to do. Again, don't wear tight jeans later this week to your Thanksgiving party. You got to have something with some stretch in there. We're going to talk about Thanksgiving, COVID, what Fauci is telling you to do and not do, and one other crazy story on it. All that's coming up on the other side of the break. Stick around. Hey guys, do you and your family have a self-defense plan? If you don't, you need a free concealed carry and family defense guide from the USCCA. And if you do, you should know plans can always improve. So regardless of your level of preparation, we encourage you to get your free concealed carry and family defense guide from the USCCA. Inside, you'll learn about self-defense weapons, criminal behavior patterns, family defense plans, school shootings, and even navigating the court systems. It is so important to have this life-saving education and training before something happens. Don't miss out on the opportunity to get this crucial information for free. Visit uscca.com/Drew right now. Again, that's uscca.com/Drew. Hey guys, if you haven't already, you need to head on over to mammothnation.com. They're America's conservative discount club, and they're on a mission to keep this country great. They support conservative causes and candidates, the Constitution, the Second Amendment, your right to worship, and so much more. And the best part? You get huge discounts on products and services that you're already buying. You'll likely pay for your membership with your first purchase. Guys, I'm a lifetime member. I wouldn't push this if it wasn't that important. So stand up for your country and the Constitution. Push back against woke America and shop conservative. Go to mammothnation.com and become a lifetime member today.
Big Tech hates America, and they definitely hate Drew. Want to be sure to never lose touch with him? Sign up for the free newsletter at drewberquist.com and ensure you get the latest updates on the show, trending news stories, and much more. That's drewberquist.com. Then click subscribe. You're listening to This Is My Show with Drew Berquist.
All right, so Thanksgiving week, love this week. It's a great week. Obviously, we're sliding into all the amazing festivities that are coming. You know, you got the holiday spirit in the air. Once you get to this point, it's really, really good. For some of you, it's already started. Some of you, this is the first week. Some of you, it starts Friday. Wherever you're at, it's a good week, though. It's a good week. And a reminder, dress comfortable. Bring your A game to the meal. As kids growing up, we would weigh in. We don't do this anymore, by the way. It's hard enough when your metabolism changes. But we would weigh in pre-meal and post-meal, and whoever gained the most weight would get the annual Butterball trophy, which we did pass around, and it you know, stayed at your house for that year, and you had to bring it back the next year and try and earn it back. So if you're older, I don't encourage you to do that because it's just a lot harder to get that off. But if you're younger, go get after it. Wear some comfy pants. Get it done. Maybe this is the year that you start wearing yoga pants as a male. I don't know. We're not going to judge. We're just going to do it. Also, remember, turkey's kind of overrated, so don't fill yourself up completely there. But whatever. With the holidays coming, come threats and edicts from our good friend Fauci, who again is talking about who can and who can't enjoy Thanksgiving. Take a look.
I presume we have to be cautious during Thanksgiving. You talked about Christmas protection with those boosters, but quickly, if you will, Thanksgiving.
Well, if you're a booster, I mean, you see, if you're vaccinated, and hopefully you'll be boosted too, and your family is, you can enjoy a typical Thanksgiving meal, Thanksgiving holiday with your family. There's no reason not to do that. The thing we are concerned about is the people who are not vaccinated, because what they're doing is they're the major source of the dynamics of the infection in the community. And the higher the level of dynamics of infection, the more everyone is at risk. But if you're vaccinated, you look at the data, Martha, it's absolutely clear. the likelihood of getting infected, getting hospitalized, or dying if you're vaccinated versus non-vaccinated weighs very, very heavily in the protection of people who are vaccinated.
I mean, again, no. Anyone listening to this guy should be promptly removed from your invite list for Thanksgiving if they were on it in the first place. Taken off your Christmas card list, that's definitely got to happen there. But I still just don't get how they push this so hard. They blame everything on the unvaccinated, which in some cases it is that person's fault. But it's also very much based on the data that you guys like to lean on, the fault of those who are vaccinated as well, getting it, getting the disease, spreading the disease, all of that. Guys, do what you want with who you want. It's that simple. You're free. It's yours to give away your freedom. Choose to, and I think you're stupid, but you can. But don't. I caution you not to. Your holiday is yours to enjoy or to give away. We encourage the former. Enjoy the hell out of it. Make it memorable. Guys, we're in some times where our country is at each other's throats. We don't like each other. I don't like the fact that we don't like each other, but I will call it out each and every day, and I do, that we don't like each other. I don't want to unite with another side who wants to radically change everything about us. And if we don't agree with them 100% on everything, we get put on lists. We get threatened. We get doxxed. In some cases, thrown in lockup. Like, I don't want to unify with people like that. But I do want to be around people that I love and cherish and relationships, some of which I have a very different view with. But that's okay. I want to have that time and that experience. So I encourage all of you to do that, not just Thanksgiving, but Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever you might celebrate, Festivus. We don't talk about Festivus enough anymore. Get that poll out, guys. But this direction that, again, saying vaxxed people, you can do what you want, sort of, unvaxxed people, you can't, and you're killing everyone, is ridiculous from Fauci. But it's not the only nonsense related to COVID this week. Listen to what they're saying in this town out in California.
An indoor mask mandate is now in effect in Santa Cruz County, and it covers private settings like a home. So if you're getting together with others who don't live in the same household, the county says you should mask up regardless of vaccination status. Businesses are also required to follow the guidelines. You can take off your mask when eating or drinking.
So a mask in your house. That's literally what she just said. I'll just recap that. Wear a mask in your house. They're not just talking about restaurants, dining facilities, gyms, stuff like that. That's stupid and absurd in the first place. But in your house. And I know that some people, despite what I tell them all the time, are going to listen to Dr. Fauci. I don't understand why. I really don't. At this point, with all of his flip-flopping, with all of his decrees and edicts, why you would ever listen and take someone like that serious? Other people, sure. Am I claiming to be a doctor? No, absolutely not. Do I know more than him? No. But I know enough to know that he doesn't know what he's talking about either. But people, regardless of where you fall on Fauci, for the love of God, do not wear masks in your home. That's absurd. And if you think it's necessary, don't show up to Thanksgiving at someone else's house. Be that person. Don't be that person. If you think you need to do that, stay home. Lock your bedroom door and stay home. And if you're hosting and thinking you should do that, don't host. Please. Please don't host. Don't be that person who says, oh, take your shoes off when you come on and make sure you put your mask on. Shoes off, mask on. No. I mean, listen to the guidance. They're saying, wear them at the house. When you're likely social distancing a little bit around, you know, your greetings when you come in, whatnot. But then you're kind of social distance. But then when you sit down to eat and there's 30 of you crammed around a table made for eight, go ahead and take them off. Everything's fine. You're good to go then. At that point, there's no risk of the virus. All of this stuff is so insane. It just makes no sense. And again, I'm not telling people that some people shouldn't be cautious and some people shouldn't be smart. We say be safe, be smart, be free every day. We mean that. Take that the way you want to and go live that. It might look different for you. But wearing masks inside your house is categorically insane. Categorically insane. Don't do it. I know most of you in my audience won't. And if you're one of those people who are concerned, excuse me, maybe it's not the year to host, maybe it's not the year to go, unless you've got a condition or something like that that you're dealing with. But man, I am so ready for this to be done. I don't think it's going anywhere because they love the power and the control and they just crave more and more of it. But I'm so ready for it to be done. Enjoy the hell. We're going to see you tomorrow, but enjoy the hell out of this week. Enjoy the hell out of the holiday and all the holidays that are to come. Reminder, we're back tomorrow. And then we're off Thanksgiving. We might do a little something Friday. It's TBD. I don't want to promise it and then not deliver. But we'll kind of have a fun episode tomorrow as we head into Thanksgiving. We'll look forward to seeing you then and then part of next week and then a mostly full December with the obvious exception of Christmas week. So in the meantime, have a great day. Be safe. Be smart. Be free.